And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And what a great afternoon. I'm hanging out with two fabulous ladies. I've got Jen Lee and Jen Andruzzi. Jen Lee supporting a Waterfire with the CVS Health Charity Classic, and kind of a prelude and talking about how it's not just the classic, it's literally like weeks of events and many different events. And then my old friend Jen Andruzzi, who we did a fire with, for anybody who Waterfire aficionados who track us, we did a fire, it's got to be 3 years ago, and it was it two or three?
I checked. It was 2013.
All right.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah. 13.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. So 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. I didn't believe I just had to do the math to get the answer three. That's really bad. So anyway, yeah, we did that fire with you. And at that point, I know that you were, the foundation, it's been in its infancy, right? But it's growing and doing incredible stuff. So, to walk people back, and people who might not be familiar with the Joe Andruzzi Foundation, who I know works closely and is a recipient and benefactor of the CVS Health Charity Classic and support, tell us a little bit about the Joe Andruzzi Foundation. How did it start, Jen? What's the story?
So, like a lot of nonprofits, they start with maybe a little bit of a sad story, but a purpose. You know, you see a need and a niche that maybe needs a little bit more serving. And in 2007, my husband, Joe, was diagnosed with Burkitt's lymphoma in May. And we, at that time, lived in Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, I have to mention, your husband is an incredible football player. How long was he playing football?
So we were in, he played for the Patriots, 2000 to 2004. So I like to say we had three of the most amazing years. Then he actually most recently was one of the strength and conditioning coaches this last very awesome year that they brought home Super Bowl rings and a trophy. So his career path had taken us to Cleveland, Ohio. And in May 16th of 2007, he came to me and he was like, a few days prior to that, had said, I'm just not feeling well. Like, I think I really need to go to your doctor. And he had recently had been released from the Browns. So typically that he would have went to a team doctor and didn't have that opportunity. So we called our family doctor and scheduled an appointment.
So it was just a general malaise and he was just like, something's wrong?
Yeah, his stomach hurt and he was constipated and never had felt any of those pains before. And, his body was just telling him, like, something's not right. And, he kind of played it off to the point of, I was like, well, all right, I'll call the doctor and make an appointment. And so he went in and they said, well, yeah, we can tell from an x-ray that you're definitely constipated. Take, this medicine. And if it doesn't get better within 3 days, he gave him his work email, the doctor did, please email me and we'll follow up. Mm-hmm. So he got better for about 24 hours, and past that, he's like, again, on the couch, not feeling well, and emailed the doctor, and the doctor set him up for a CAT scan. Again, thinking it's something with his bowels, not a super hyper concern. I did not even go to the appointment together. And for anybody that knows Joe and I, we are very close and do a lot together. Mm-hmm. I was actually at the kids' school doing a parent-teacher appreciation lunch. And when I was at that lunch, 2 very short hours after he had the scan, he got a call. And he called me immediately after, and tears pouring down his face. You could just tell that's what he looked like if I was sitting next to him. And said that they had called him and told him that they found a large mass in and around his colon. And from that moment on, it was just like, wow, you're hit by a train. You don't even know what to do. And so quickly, fast forward a little bit, he went through a series of tests. And on May 30th, he was given the diagnosis at the Cleveland Clinic that he had Burkitt's lymphoma. And right away, from the 16th to the 30th, I was just in that robot wife, mom mode, and, you know, how can we, what are we going to do next? How are we going to take care of this? How are we going to get it out of you? How are we going to do all these things? And we sat in the cafeteria at the Cleveland Clinic on May 30th and wrote a pros and cons list of, will we go to Sloan Kettering in New York, because Joe is originally from New York, or will we go back to Boston, where we lived for 5 years and grew to love and had actually had, you know, relationships with oncologists at Dana-Farber from a previous thing that we had done. And the napkin told us we were going to Boston.
And the napkin. It wasn't the crystal ball, it was the napkin. I like it.
And the next day we landed at Logan Airport at 11 a.m. And his first chemo treatment and admissions to Brigham and Women's was June 1st. Very fast and furious. And I think anybody that's been touched with cancer diagnosis themselves or a loved one, you know, you play a waiting game, but man, do you have to run fast when they tell you. Yeah. And over that summer, Joe was inpatient for 50 plus days. And I got to watch what my husband was going through, but I also got to watch what other patients were going through and really just sit back and take that time to support my husband, help him fight, but just really reflect and say, wow, you know, we were so blessed to have means from his career, and the families that we grew up in, you know, the low to middle class, what would our parents have done if they were diagnosed with this horrific disease? Mm-hmm. And it really made me think, gosh, you know, my mother is a teacher, single mom, widow, and if she were diagnosed and taken out of her career and, you know, on top of, you know, yes, there might be you know, medical disability that she would receive from work. However, she's having all these new costs. Yeah. And that's when I just really kind of dove in and looked at what nonprofits are out there to support the financial burden, the financial toxicity that cancer has on patients. And that's where in my head I was like, okay, well, if we do anything after Joe fights this and wins, I really think we should really investigate and further, you know, research that niche that I felt wasn't getting met. Yes, but what more could we, what could we do? And so in May, a year later, May 2008, we received our 501 C3 letter from the IRS saying
Isn't that such an exciting thing? It's dated.
It's dated May 22nd, which is my birthday. It was literally the best birthday present I have ever received, and it was so a year after Joe's diagnosis, dated on my birthday, and it was a blessing to be able to celebrate with my husband, to co-found this charity together, and just a great birthday gift.
And he's in complete remission.
Right. He is actually, they will consider him cured, because he has not had a reoccurrence past the 12 to 16 month period where Burkitt's is known to come back.
Wow.
So we can say he is cured, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So we're very, you know, we co-founded the Joey Andruzzi Foundation, and what we do is we help cancer patients in treatment and their families by assisting with rent or mortgage, utilities, or other household expenses during what is the most stressful and challenging times of their lives. And we really want them to focus on healing and focus on being, you know, what they need to do for themselves or their loved ones to get better, and to point out, you know, what CVS Health Charity Classic does is, you know, talking about the wellness, you know, who can fight something when they're stressed and worried about paying a water bill or pain, you know, that stress we can relieve on them allows them to focus on other things. And JF could not be more appreciative to CVS Health Charity Classic. They have been supporting the foundation since 2012. Over time, they have donated close to $115,000 to the Joe Andrezzi Foundation, which in turn
I'm
allows
clapping.
Us...
I was actually going to try to do a golf clap. But
which in turn allows us to support 160 cancer patients. And that's direct. So that doesn't even count the indirect.
And I think, you know, the one thing when I worked with you, which I was amazed about, and especially, you know, we filmed you and Joe and heard a lot about your story, but I loved this idea about Upbeat with Cancer. So when you speak of being able to relieve somebody of that stress, and I think we could all probably agree on this, that healing and health, so much of it has to do with our mindset and being able to laugh, being able to find joy and not hit that kind of depressed layer and be proactive about the health. So it all really kind of coordinates and comes together. I think when I hear you say, you know, that what you're able to do, let somebody at least open up their heart to have some fun. And you do things for people to make them have fun. I mean, all right, so I'm just going to tell you, Jen Lee.
Sure.
When Jen Andrezzi put on a party at Waterfire, there were feather
boas
everywhere.
It was a good party.
It was a good party. I kept leaving my tent to go down to her tent.
So, right. Well, the best medicine is laughter.
Absolutely. It really is.
Absolutely.
So you're able to serve that many people. Jen, how do people kind of get in touch with you, or how do you go through the process of figuring out which families, or is it children that you're focused on? Or
so over time, like all organizations, things mature and grow, and we're really proud to have put our grant system, our financial assistance program, applications online last year. And actually, another thing that CVS Health has done for us is, you know, what they do for their charities is they support, but they're always willing to lend their knowledge. And we were able to work with a company called MicroEdge Gifts Online, and really through CVS telling us that they have a good relationship. So we're so thankful for that. And so what we do is we provide financial assistance to cancer patients and families in the New England area, New York and New Jersey, mainly focused in New England, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. And just kind of talking about that Rhode Island piece is in 2015, we were able to assist 80 patients. And this year alone, to date, from January to the end of May, not counting this month, we've assisted 50 patients.
That's awesome.
So it's continuing to grow. Anybody that is feeling that financial stress during their cancer diagnosis and through their treatment, please go to joeandrezzifoundation.org. There is an assistance page. What you will see is that we really try and connect you, ask you to go to your social worker or your patient navigator, a healthcare professional that can really guide you with applying to the foundation, but also give you the other resources out there because there are so many.
Well, I want to say I love your organization. You know that. I love you and your husband. I saw your husband, and he's always so big. I always, you know, I might have on like 4 or 5 inch heels, and I still feel like I'm dwarfed by him. But he's always got the nicest smile and just so kind, just like you. So thanks for all the good work that you're doing.
Well, thank you for everything you do for this community.
And Jen, I will see you on Saturday.
Yes.
We're going to put a lot of this stuff up on the website.
Perfect.
Again, because there's so much of it that I can't remember what day to go to the right places. But
we'll get it all up on the website.
Thank you so much for supporting Waterfire, for allowing us to have this incredible day. Everyone, again, remember, come down early. There's concerts. It's Pride Fest. And then there's Waterfire and lots of fun in Market Square. Go to Market Square. And you might just find Jen and possibly the other Jen playing Jenga. You never know. Giant Jenga. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. Have a wonderful afternoon.